and welcome. It's Richard McCann here, keynote speaker and presentation skills coach, and thank you for tuning in. I'm going to share with you over the next couple of minutes just one simple technique which you can apply to your presenting, your speeches that you have to give, and I guarantee that if you do this thing, it will set you apart from other speakers. And do you know what? In a world where we're surrounded by mediocre speakers or ones that are not as engaging as they should be, we've got to stand out. We've got to stand out for the right reasons, and this technique is one of the ways that you'll be able to do so. I wish I'd have known this when I first started my speaking career back in February 2005, when I had no idea about the speaking industry. I had no idea about how to be a standout speaker. I had no idea about the thing I'm about to share with you. So what is it? Involve your audience. It's as simple as that. Involve your audience. Now, what I don't mean by that is I don't mean in the way that I've seen some NLP speakers or trainers deliver a session where they ask their attendees, their delegates, to raise their hands every 15 seconds. So by the time they get to the end of the presentation, they're almost hypnotised in the hope that they'll sign up for some £18,000 four-week course over in Bali, which they don't really need, but they've been hypnotised in the raising of their hands, so they end up signing up for something they don't want. No, not that. No, what I'm talking about is very subtly having little micro conversations with audience members if your auditorium allows. How I would do it is an example. If you've heard me speak before, you know I talk about overcoming challenges, and my first key point, my key theme is we must focus on the positive. I'll have a little bit of a discussion about positivity, how it applies to them in their role, in their lives, and how their lives may be enriched by focusing on the positive. And then I might ask, is there anybody in the room, is there anybody in front of me right now that's positive? Do we have any positive people amongst us? And you always get somebody to put their hand up. Whoever is the first hand up, I will go straight over to them. Or if I'm stood up on a stage, I'll point them out and say, okay, sir, what's your name? They'll give me their name. So thank you, John. So John, what do you do within this organisation? Or if I'm speaking at maybe a teacher's conference, I might say, and what do you teach? I'm having a bit of a conversation with them. So let's have it then, John. Where did you get your positivity from? They will give me some opinion about where they got their positivity from, and it will be the right answer. I don't think I've been caught out in any answer that I've been given from the stage or from the audience. And whatever they say, I will say a few words about that. I said, fantastic, see how it works? It might be that they hung around with positive people, their dad or the mum was positive, or they went through some tragedy in their childhood. It doesn't matter what they say, within reason. It will be able to link in quite nicely with your point. You've had a conversation. And if I've got time, I might say, is anybody else in this room? And I'll get somebody else who might give a different answer. I'm involving my audience. Most speakers will not do this. Here's another subtle way that you can do it. If I get to a conference, and I'll arrive early, of course, as we should all arrive as early as possible before the delegates get a feel for the room. When the delegates arrive, at registration, over coffee, I have a conversation with them. Find out about who they are, and what you're looking for is, strategically, you're looking for anecdotal stories that you can use in your presentation, which once again demonstrates that you're involving the audience. So as an example, I might speak to Jennifer, who has been in corporate life for 15 years, and a year ago she was made redundant, so she set up her own business on her own, and I think, oh, that's interesting. And I'll ask her about that, and I'll ask her how it may have felt for her, and she may say, oh yeah, I was anxious at the beginning, and you know, there's that uncertainty, but it's one of the best things I ever did. And I will then ask Jennifer, do you mind if I mention that in my talk? Do you mind if I mention your company name? And then when it comes to speaking about courage, which is my second point in my presentations, I'll discuss courage for a short while, and then I'll say, I was speaking to Jennifer earlier, who told me that just a year ago she was made redundant. She set up on her own, which took courage, took guts, which obviously links into what I'm talking about. And where are you, Jennifer? Should I get to show her hand, maybe? She now runs Tidy Nails Arrows. I've made that up. So she gets a bit of free marketing. And I'm mentioning the audience. It links in nicely with the point I'm making in the presentation. And you know what? It's so simple. Most speakers won't do this. Don't do this. Maybe they're afraid to do it, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes, like most things in life. So there you go. Involve your audience wherever you can. Obviously not 15 times in a presentation, but 2 or 3 times is all you need. And if you do those things, you'll be one of the standout speakers of the day. Hope you enjoyed that. It's only going to be useful to you if you apply it to your presentations, so off you go. If you enjoyed that and you want to know more about what I can offer regarding presentation skill coaching, visit my website. It's icanspeak.co.uk. I'm Richard McCann. Bye for now.